Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that's all protein and no fat with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is part three of our three-part lesson on how to create an online course. If you missed part one and two, please go back and listen to those. This will make a whole lot more sense. If you're all listened up, we're going to be covering marketing and selling your course and going through some important steps like creating your sales page, a sales video possibly, how to build some buzz with a mini course, how to sell through webinars, and how to partner up with others. You've now created your course. You've put it up in the place where you're going to be delivering it. Now it's time to market and sell this thing. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Webinar Ninja Live, the first national webinar conference in sunny San Diego, California, on September 26th. Learn from the masters of webinars like New York Times bestseller Michael Port, John Lee Dumas, Clay Hebert, Kate Erickson, Graham Baldwin, Jason Zook, myself, Nicole, and a whole lot more. Learn everything from marketing your webinar to teaching and selling on one, and it's going on in the beautiful Museum of Photographic Arts Theater in San Diego. Get your early bird ticket now for only $95 at webinarninja.co/live. That's webinarninja.co/live. When it comes to marketing and selling your online course, the first thing you need to focus on is creating a sales page. And this could be a simple one page on your website that describes what the customer's getting through this course. Remember, we're going back to the purpose of the course. This is in part one of this lesson. What are you solving? What are you helping your audience member with? What's the outcome of this course? Really focus on this point in your sales page, especially up on the top. Make sure you give enough information for people to fully understand what this course is all about, what they're getting, as well as what's the value of this course. So if this course is going to teach them to do something that can help them earn more money or do better in their business or perfect their golf swing, whatever it is, what's the value in that actually? If I have a better golf swing, I might impress my friends with how quickly I've improved. If I'm taking your fitness course, I might lose weight and look better for summertime. Whatever it is, the point here is that what's the outcome? What are they getting? What's the value out of this course? Start with words. Make sure that you write down almost like a script on your sales page and then supplement the words, the headlines, and the descriptions with pictures. Pictures of your products, maybe pictures of what's inside your course, maybe some samples of what your course looks like, maybe a clip from one of the lessons. And of course, you're going to have to describe what's included in the course as well as how much this is going to cost. You may do different tiered pricing, and we have a lesson on that, pricing your product. We'll put it into today's show notes, which is at 100mba.net/mba327. You need to make sure it's super clear to the customer what they're getting and how much it costs. Some people try to get fancy and it just gets so confusing. I recently saw a website that was claiming that you're going to be paying $65 a month, but billed annually. That's extremely confusing. If I'm getting billed annually, I'm not paying monthly, so why are you giving me a monthly price? But obviously, it's a marketing tactic to make it look like it's less than it is because they're breaking it down per month, even though you're paying a lump sum, because $65 sounds a lot less than $780, because that's what you're going to pay when you check out, is that annual price of $780, because 780 divided by 12 is 65. So don't get confusing. Be clear, be honest, be transparent. Another thing you really should consider is creating a sales video. And you could do a sales video with PowerPoint slides, you can do a sales video on camera, but sales videos have proven to be very effective. You can convey a lot of information in a short amount of time. Our sales video at the $100 MBA is on camera. We also have some titles and slides, so we integrate a bit of animation. While our sales video on webinarninja.co is all animated. So you can go ahead and take a look at those two examples as references. Again, we have a two-part lesson on creating effective sales videos. Those are episodes 276 and 277. We'll put those in the show notes as well. But those two episodes really go into detail of creating a great sales video. Now, one of the ways to really market your course is to offer something for free, a teaser. We mentioned this idea when we talked about selling your ebook. You can give away a chapter of that ebook to show what this book is all about. And you can give it away in exchange for somebody's email so you can later on give them value and market the course to them. So in this case, you can create a mini course on the topic that you're covering and offer that in exchange for somebody's email. If you're short on time, you can just simply give them the first module of your course or maybe the first couple lessons, but it gives them an idea of the content, your teaching ability, and the production value of your videos. So definitely have that on your sales page, some sort of giveaway, so they can get to know you a little bit more and get an idea of what they're going to get out of this course if they purchase it. Another way you can really, really do well with selling this course is using webinars. Webinars have proven to be the number one way to sell anything online because it's so interactive. You allow yourself to build rapport with your audience, and you're giving them one-on-one access to you, so you're giving them great value in the process. And you can give them a special offer on the webinar. If you want to learn more about how to create a great webinar, you can take our free course. We mentioned this before, our 7-day course over at webinarninja.co. But webinars are a great way to show people what you're all about, that you're a credible source on that topic, and that you can also make an offer for your course and give them a special deal for attending the webinar. Of course, you should always promote to your own existing list. Let them know that you've just launched a new course. Give them a special discount. If you don't have a list yet, create a list by having a pre-launch list. Before you actually launch your actual course, you could put up a pre-launch page where you can ask people for their email address. In exchange, you'll get a discount when your course actually launches. We did this with the $100 MBA when we first launched it back in December 2013. Months before that, we had a pre-launch page and we got a lot of emails. In exchange, we gave them a nice discount, a nice offer, and a special gift, actually. They got like a really, really cool thing in the mail in exchange for being one of the first people to join the $100 MBA. Guys, I got more on today's lesson. We're going to be talking about partnering up with other people so you can be able to market and sell your course. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, MileIQ. Most apps are nice to have, but this one is a must-have app. If you're an entrepreneur, you should be tracking how many miles you're driving for work. If you're like most people, you're spending too much time tracking every mile, or you're guesstimating and end up losing money. And even then, your estimate falls about 20% short of what you could be deducting. Welcome to MileIQ, the gold standard in mile tracking. MileIQ is the only mileage tracker that detects, logs, and calculates your drive for you automatically. You don't need to launch anything. MileIQ is easy to use and keeps all your drives securely stored in the cloud. If you drive for work and you're not counting every single mile, then you're burning money every time you turn on the ignition. MileIQ does all the work, letting you focus on what's important, your business. That's why they've gotten a 5-star rating on both Google Play and the iTunes app stores. Stop wasting time manually tracking your miles and stop losing money you should be redeeming. Try MileIQ for free today by texting MBA to 89800. There's no charge for this text. That's MBA to 89800. The last thing I want to cover in today's lesson is partnering up with other people in your market. there are other people in your market that have an audience that would be interested in the course you're selling. You could approach these people in your market and offer to work with them. They can get a percentage commission of every customer that they send your way. And you could do this simply by just doing a joint venture webinar. And this means you're both on the webinar together, and they invite their audience by sending an email out to their list to join the webinar. Then you just take a look at everybody who's registered for that webinar and see who bought your course that attended that webinar. At that point, you can just split the profits at the percentage that you agreed on with the partner. So say, for example, 10 people bought your course that were on the webinar. That means you would split 10 sales with that partner. You can also do this through affiliate marketing, but this is going to require some sort of software. You could take a look at ClickBank as an option. There are other softwares that do affiliate marketing that work with WordPress. You could take a look at that. But the point here is that you can work with somebody else and leverage an existing audience that would be interested in your course. All right, guys, that wraps up our three-part lesson on how to create an online course. Guys, I enjoyed teaching this thorough three-part lesson. If you enjoyed it as well, we would love to hear it in an iTunes rating and review. What was your favorite takeaway? If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. If you're on your browser, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right there. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Building an online course and then selling it is not an easy task. It's a long process, and you get better at it every time you create another course. So if this is the first time you're doing this, again, keep it small. Learn from the process. Learn from the experience. The next time around, you can charge more. The next time, you can make it bigger. But don't overwhelm yourself with a huge course. And also, don't be so disappointed if you don't hit all your sales targets. You want to really just focus on creating a great course that has a lot of value for your audience and then build upon that. I guarantee that the next time around, it'll be a whole lot easier and your course will be a whole lot better. All right, guys, I hope that helps. I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. It's Free Ride Friday tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about, do coupon codes work? That's going to be a fun one, guys. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.